Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2553. Why pursue financial independence? Because nothing lasts forever. Part 2 by A Purple Life of apurplelife.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Today's post is actually a continuation from yesterday. So if you're new here, it'd be best to listen to yesterday's episode first. But if you're all caught up, let's hear part 2 and continue optimizing your life. Why pursue financial independence? Because nothing lasts forever. Part 2 by A Purple Life of apurplelife.com. Putting aside all the bad management of this situation, the friend that was telling me all of this expressed an understandable feeling of betrayal. She was the sixth person hired at this company ever. The company is 12 years old, and I was about the 15th person hired a year or so later. She got to see this company grow and made it the overall amazing place it was, and yet she was blindsided by this announcement. I understand that for legal and insider trading type reasons, most people can't know that this type of acquisition is going on. But a company going from, "We are all family, we will take care of you, come to us with any problem you have," to, "You're part of a new company now. I don't know what you expected. I'm an entrepreneur," was jarring. If there had been even an inkling that this company was ever to be sold, that was one thing. But even in October, when I retired, they were all, "Rah, rah, we'll continue being unique and awesome forever. No one can tell us what to do." The dichotomy is troubling. And while I never drank the Kool-Aid and believed a company was anything close to a family, though I don't have a high opinion of family, so maybe that's saying something, this company came the closest. I would have expected this kind of behavior out of them, the least of the six companies I'd been a part of. I was still caught by surprise. And I wasn't the only one. Many of my colleagues who were hired even earlier than I was are still there. One is a director who has not only been there 6 years to my 4, but also came over after 3 years at another company, working under one of our partners who she now reports to and also considers a close friend. This colleague was told about this acquisition with 3 days' notice and then asked to explain it to her many direct reports, all while she was trying to hold back tears herself. These are not the actions of a company that claims to be humane and transparent. Once again, I fully understand that companies do not owe us anything, but a few of the people I worked with at this company did have me convinced that they gave a little bit of a shit. And it's just disappointing to see that in the face of a pile of money, all of that compassion evaporated, if it was even ever there. Remembering the good times. This was the best company I had ever worked for. It stood head and shoulders above the 5 others I've worked with during my career. They had a culture I actually enjoyed. I looked forward to the work parties and hangouts because I genuinely liked who I worked with in the beginning. I had a boss I trusted overall who treated me like an adult and actually took my opinions to heart. I had colleagues who were willing to help each other out instead of tear each other down in the hopes that it would make them look better. Our company was also small and scrappy and had a variety of work available that always had me learning or trying something new, so I didn't get bored like I had in my previous companies. It was a unique place that I had some reservations about leaving because it was such a unicorn situation. But once again, just like with my dream job, the universe is showing me that nothing lasts forever. The company I knew is no more. It's being swallowed up into the most boring, generic, and diversity-lacking corporation I've ever seen. My last company was already losing its spark when I left, and now I know it's been snuffed out. It's over. Nothing lasts forever. Conclusion. People have asked me before if I regret quitting, and I always responded no. But after these events unfolded, it's the first time I've actually felt relieved that I quit. I've talked to my friends who remain there about them quitting previously, but they decided to stick it out for this or that promise or hope that things would get better. Now their decision to do that fills me with sadness, especially for those who don't have a lot of savings and are now frightened of the possibility that they'll be let go in the near future without any type of severance. It's a horrible thing to see a place you believed in crumble into dust, but it's even worse to see your financial future go with it. I'm so grateful that I laid the foundations for financial independence so that even if I was still at my company, I would not be afraid to just quit and slowly look for a new position, even in the wild world we currently live in. So that's why I think everyone should see if they can start on the path to financial independence. Even if early retirement is not your goal, even if you love your job and never want to leave, that job might not always be there. The things you love about it might leave, and having a safety net is always helpful. I know that not everyone can reach financial independence, but I do believe almost anyone can improve their financial lives even a little bit. You just listened to part two of the post titled, Why Pursue Financial Independence? Because nothing lasts forever. By A Purple Life of apurplelife.com. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. The first thing that came to mind for me while reading this post is that you can't possibly anticipate today the opportunities or challenges that will present themselves tomorrow. While I hear some people say that they aren't interested in financial independence because they love their work and they have no desire to retire, it's important to remember that working towards FI simply opens up options, retirement being one of them. I've never heard of anyone regretting the flexibility that saving money provides, whether to navigate the challenging things that life throws at you, like a job loss, health scare, or divorce, or to seize the opportunities that life presents, like a business idea, the trip of a lifetime, or a chance to be home with your kids. If you decide to keep working even after achieving financial independence, you may even reinvigorate your love for the work. You'll know for sure that you're there purely because you want to be, not because you need to be. And that's another episode of Optimal Finance Daily in the books. I'll be back with more for you tomorrow. So have a great rest of your day, and I'll catch you on the Sunday show, where your optimal life awaits.